That chant is a soundtrack to an online video showing the arrival in Qatar of five former Guantanamo prisoners. These are the Taliban leaders released by the U.S. in exchange for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Bergdahl is now at a U.S. military hospital in Germany, starting his recovery after 5 years as a prisoner of the Taliban. In Washington, the Obama administration is defending its decision to agree to the deal in order to gain Bergdahl's freedom. The exchange was negotiated with the help of Qatar, and as part of the agreement, the released Taliban are supposed to stay in the Gulf Emirate for a year. Ina Yatalhak Yassini is with the BBC's Pashto service in London. He says the former Guantanamo prisoners are high-ranking members of the Taliban.
When I was reporting from Afghanistan in Pakistan, at the time when the Taliban were ruling, these people were among those who were on the top of every media outlet, though that was local or regional, because these people were involved in fighting against the Northern Alliance at the time. So definitely these are very high profile. As far as it concerns, what does it mean for Afghanistan? It has two aspects. If these people, as it is said, that they stay in Qatar for 1 year and they opt for peaceful means, then it will be good for Afghanistan. If they opt for military action or operations, which is for time being is not speculated because they have some restriction, it will not be good because these people have influence on foot soldiers. When they say something, definitely it will be accepted, obeyed by those who are fighting in Afghanistan. And also if they join the peace process or say they will stay in touch with the Afghan government, it will have a big influence. But for the time being, one thing we can say, this Taliban has used this release for their propaganda. If you look to their pro-Taliban websites, they are giving their footage of their arrival and presenting them as what can we call the rock star of them.
Yeah, no, that part is pretty clear. Have you heard from people in Kabul who are critical of this deal, who are not happy with these five men being released?
Yeah, we have been talking with people. They are divided. If they support peace process, if they support or have some sort of sympathy with Taliban, they will definitely support and they are supporting it. But in the meantime, those who suffered and are those who fought against Taliban in 90s or 2001, so they are definitely against them and they are labeling these people as war criminals.
So these five former leaders of the Taliban, they're actually in Qatar now. You think their activities are so banned they won't even have time to reconnect the telephones at their headquarters?
No can say anything about this. It is a big question that what type of control they will have, whether it will be only travel ban or will they have access to telephones. From the footage of today, I can imagine that there will be some restriction, but not to the extent. And this is a very important point that everything, these type of commanders are playing role now via telephone, via email. So this is a boosting for Taliban if they are allowed to connect their people via phone. And it is obvious when you speak with the Taliban, they definitely get their ideas, their commands from what they say, their leader, Mullah Omar, via these electronic things. And they will definitely be in touch. But still, no one can say concrete that whether Qatari government will impose a strict ban on them or not.
Ina Yatalhak Yassini with the BBC Pashto service. Thanks so much for your time.
You are welcome.